We continue our locker room chats here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM, the final ones of 2022. So coming up on the holiday break, but still some games to be decided here in the next few days. And we're going to continue to talk about the Chargers of Horton. Now we're joined by the boys head coach. That is David Losey, presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, let's go to it. Tuesday night, how about a nice win inside the league over Pleasant Ridge, 50-36. We'll kind of dive into that one momentarily, but just a few key takeaways from it.
I thought the boys, you know, handled some adversity early. And when I say adversity, I mean, there wasn't a lot of scoring. P. Ridge is really good. They play a nice zone matchup. And he mixes it up really well with some man also. Both teams struggled scoring early. And I thought the kids, you know, we finished with a little bit of a flurry at the end of the first quarter and got a few buckets to fall. And then, you know, it was back and forth. But I've got to give our kids a ton of credit defensively. They've really amped up their game a little bit. The intensity level was high, and that was something we stressed early. We've got to match other teams' intensity, and you know, it was a nice win. I think, you know, our league, it's going to be a dogfight about every night, and looking at different scores and whatnot. So you've got to bring, you know, you take care of you. You got to bring your A game, and good things will happen.
Horton sitting here at 2-1 through three games, and, you know, sticking with that 50-36 win last night against Pleasant Ridge, and seemed to be a tale of two halves. There wasn't much scoring, as you mentioned, in that first half. It was a 13-11 game through the first 16 minutes, but you guys come out in the second half and score 35 points to get that win. You had four players with at least nine, three in double figures. McAfee led the charge with 18. Was it anything different specifically that you did in the second half, or was it just something as simple as the shots were just falling?
We did make a little adjustment against their zone and actually got some better looks inside. But the kids, you know, they do that. You know, we can give them the tools, but they're the ones that executed, and we got up a little bit then. We got up 8 or 10, and they had to gamble a little bit, so we had some buckets at the end that were, you know, I don't want to say cheap buckets, but we took advantage of it, let's put it that way. And you know, when you get up like that, sometimes the other team has to do some things they aren't comfortable doing. But they, you know, give them a lot of credit. They got a point guard. I mean, I'm a fan. And then that kick to play and smooth. And we knew we had to really key on him. And he did his thing. But again, like I said, I think our kids, we made a little bit of an adjustment. They executed and got ahead. And so it helped then late.
So you got a couple games here before the holiday break, and both inside the Northeast Kansas League, and it starts Friday on the road at Jackson Heights, and then turning around on Tuesday next week and staying on the road, but that one will be at ACCHS. Take us through these next couple of games, again, starting with Jackson Heights on Friday.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I mean, every night's going to be a dogfight. You've got to take care of you. And looking at the scores, you just, you know, teams are beating other teams, and I don't know if there's anybody that doesn't have a loss in the league right now. And it's you've got to take care of you. I think Jackson Heights, you know, I've seen a little bit of them on film, and you know, they've got a good coach who's going to do good things. And you know, we've just got to be fundamentally sound and do our thing, and hopefully things will happen. And then Tuesday night, I have not seen them yet on film. I've got some film on them, but they are obviously, you know, playing pretty well. They had a big win the other, you know, last night. And, you know, it's just going to be the teams that show up and do the things they're supposed to do. I know that reiteration, but you've got to take care of you, and then hopefully good things will happen.
There it is, David Losey, Horton boys basketball coach. Chargers off to a 2-1 start. They'll get Jackson Heights on the road and ACCHS on the road Friday and Tuesday, respectively, to wrap up the 2022 portion of the schedule. Coach, good start. We appreciate it very much. Good luck here these next couple of games, and we'll talk to you after the holiday break.
Yes, thank you very much.